Air pollution caused by burning coal or vehicle exhausts is being linked to an increased risk of premature births in a study released today. The research looked at more than 1 million births in China, and as Flint Duxfield reports, Australian child experts are taking notice.
Morgan Anslow knows only too well the challenges premature births can cause. Both of her daughters were born preterm, her first, Chloe, at just 26 weeks.
Really, it's quite devastating. You don't expect to have an unhealthy baby or a baby that's born early. And it's very stressful, and all you want to do is protect them and, not let any of those things happen to you, but it's out of your control. So it's really quite an emotional time and not what you want to hear, that your baby's not 100% healthy.
While her daughters are both healthy now, it's meant Morgan Anslow has had to be on constant alert.
Both of my daughters were born premature, and both of them have had troubles with their lungs. So Chloe required help with her breathing all the way until we went home from hospital. And so that was a long time. And even now, we are quite sensitive to respiratory infections, and we go back to hospital if we get anything like that.
Premature births increase the long-term risk of many types of health problems, including diabetes, cardiovascular disease and asthma. Research out today from China is adding further weight to concerns that pollution increases the risk of premature births. The study, published in the American Medical Association's Journal of Pediatrics, examined more than 1 million births across China. Monash University's Associate Professor Yuming Guo says while other studies have looked at larger particles, around 10 micrometres across, his study looked at smaller particles of just 1 micrometre in diameter.
Our study is the first to look at PM1, which is much smaller than PM2.5 and PM10. And we get results, with the increased level of PM1, there is increased risk of preterm birth. This is different with other studies.
The study found that an increase of just 10 micrograms of these small pollution particles was associated with a 9% increase in preterm births. And when the concentrations were increased to over 50 micrograms, the chance of a premature birth rose by more than a third. Professor Peter Sly is the director of the Children's Health and Environment Program at the University of Queensland. He says the associated impact of pollution on preterm births could be significant.
If you have an increased risk of 9 to 10% across an entire population, that translates into a lot of premature birth. The risk is much higher for those who are born more prematurely, and it gets up to almost 30%.
And Professor Sly says while the study was done in China, its findings are still very relevant in Australia.
We do know that the levels of air pollution that we have in Australia do affect fetal growth. There was a study published from Brisbane some years back showing that. While the levels are lower in Australia, I don't think we can be complacent.
Australia doesn't currently monitor particles as small as those examined in the study, and Professor Peter Sly believes more needs to be done to reduce the harm caused by pollutants.
Our combustion engines in Australia aren't up to the latest European standard. We could improve the standards. We could actually improve our monitoring to know what we are actually exposed to.
Report author Yuming Guo hopes his research may pave the way for better monitoring of pollution levels around the world.
It should be a good evidence for the WHO or for national EPA to develop their PM1 standard in the future, because there is no safe level of air pollution. Even a very low level PM, there is a severe risk for health. So that means this study is also useful for Australian government.
That's Associate Professor Yuming Guo from Monash University, ending that report by Flint Duxfield.